Starting your day at the races, Gareth Hall and RSN 927's Race Day.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning, 19 minutes to 10 o'clock, and it's time to preview the Gold Coast meeting. It's their premier meeting in Queensland. It's probably their second best meeting these days in Queensland. I mean, at the Gold Coast, of course, behind Magic Millions Day now. At the moment, it's a track rating of a heavy 8, but a couple of text messages have come through from our Queensland listeners saying, Gareth, that should improve today. It's a beautiful day on the Gold Coast. The rail's in the true. One man that will be able to help us with all of this is the great Bart Sinclair. Thanks to the BRC. Hello to you, Bart.
Yeah, morning, Gareth. Morning, all. Yes, it is a beautiful day here. This track should improve. Having said that, it's sometimes tricky on these big days. They reserve the inside section. They save it. It hasn't been used since mid-March. So you just don't know where you should be. Have a look at the early races. It usually is a tendency for the riders to get away from the fence.
All right, then. Scratchings at this meeting. Race 1 scratched the 9. Race 2, you can scratch the 8. Race 3, the 7 is out. Race 4, the 1 comes out. In race 5, 1, 6, 8, 10 and 13 won't take their place. Race 6, 10, 15, 17 and 18. Race 7, scratch the 4, 7, 10 and 15. Race 8, 12, 15 and 17 come out. And in race 9, you can put a line through the 10, 13 and the 19 here, Bart. Terrific meeting. Can't wait for it. Where do we start with your better bets?
Yeah, look, I think we're going to go early. The last four of the quaddies are difficult. So go race 2, number 3, Usmanov. He's trained on the track. He likes the track and distance. He's very good in soft ground. I think he'll win race 2, number 3. Go to race 4, Racecourse Road, number 3. He hasn't run for a month. That's a plus. He loves to go fresh. He's a winner at the Gold Coast on heavy ground. He's had 8 goes in soft for 4 wins. He loves the give in the ground. And his last win was full of merit. He had to do a lot of work and he kept coming. Go to race 5. Number 7, Mr. Larrabee. A little bit of guesswork here, Gareth. He won at the Sunshine Coast on a Sunday meeting. Didn't beat a lot, but beat them easily. Sectional times were good. Liked the way he went about it, and it was just his first run with blinkers on. He didn't do much on debut. He improved 10 lengths with that performance. Now, I'm tipping there's a bit more improvement there, so I think he can handle this step up in grade, race 5, number 7. So we're race 2, number 3, race 4, number 3, Racecourse Road, race 5, number 7, Mr. Larrabee, and then it gets tough. Go to the first leg of the quaddie, race 6. I like 7, Grace and Harmony. Seems to be a filly on the up. Sometimes these bad barriers aren't so significant. Normally you'd say an 1,800-metre start's not a great run to the first turn, but I'm sort of ruling the barriers out a little bit today. 7 to beat 13, Sinora Nera, coming off a reasonable Oaks run, probably better suited at the 1,800. 3, a Ruffy, good soys, had one run back, will be a good improver, getting ready for the Oaks, and I think she's a filly on the up. And number 1, Tycoon Evie. Now, she let us down last time. With hindsight, maybe we were a bit ambitious. She was going from 1,200 to the mile in a few weeks between runs. So include her, 7, 13, 3 and 1. Go to race 7, the Guineas. I like 6, Immortal Love. He's had a couple of runs back with big weights in Melbourne. First time round here is not going to be easy, but I think he's got above average ability. I'm going 6 to beat 5, Lord Olympus. Huge win last time at Durban. 1 and 2. 6, 5, 1 and 2. Hoof filler on number 2. I hate that gear change. And we've got the same thing in race 8. Melody Bell's got the hoof filler on it. Yep. And it's usually a sign there's got to be a problem with one of the feet to be doing that. Anyway, race 8, I'm going 1, 2, 7, and I'm not dismissing Melody Bell. You can't ignore her record, but that's a terrific Colindale Stakes today. 1, 2, 7, and 9. And the last, number 7, Wonderful Riri, did it for us last time. Loves the soft ground. I think can be hard to beat here again. It was a super ride last time. We need another one of those from Ben Thompson. 7, 15, 16, and 3. Gareth?
I like it. You put Shasade in as well at $14, Bart.
Yeah. Look, I think there's plenty of value in the last. I think the ruling favourite will be hard to beat, but there's plenty of chances there. And I think those couple down the bottom are good values, 15 and 16.
All right, then.
With Willie Pike there on number 15, last race.
Yeah, there we go. Get on Pike.
Yeah. Warming up to it.
He might win the Hollandale with 50 stars as well. And I tell you what, I've got a tip for you, Bart, as well. Hugh McCluggage for the Brownlow.
Yeah, he's going terrific at the moment. What about last night? I turned it off, went back to the form. Richmond, I thought they were coasting there early.
Yeah,
a turnaround.
Yeah,
it's a terrific comp this year.
Yeah, like they swapped jumpers there at halftime anyway, Bart. Yeah, good luck on the punt.
The Lions were terrific last week.
Yep, look out, here come the Lions, the mighty Lions in 2021, mate. Enjoy the Gold Coast.